Phone Boy Speaks, episode 401. No updates for you.
A common complaint about non-iPhone smartphones is that the devices tend not to get software updates very regularly, if at all. If you get a software update, it's a rare thing, and if it's Android in particular, Google will release, let's say KitKat, but it might take the device manufacturer, several months, and if you count the operator variants, that adds a couple months to it as well. And so what you end up with is this some devices will never get updated, and some will get updates for 1 year, 2 years maybe. And aside from just all the difficulties of dealing with the operators and stuff, I think I kind of figured out why it doesn't happen. And it really comes down to the fact that Apple, right? I mean, Apple is good at capturing the value around the device and the ecosystem. First of all, I mean, we know they make, they make some profit on the actual device manufacturing itself, right? I mean, you see all the teardowns and stuff, and you can see that what the components cost and what Apple sells it for unsubsidized, you see that Apple is making money on it. But furthermore, Apple, when you buy apps from the App Store, and a lot of people do, Apple makes its 30% cut. And, in the case of Android, right, the person or the company that's making the 30% off of your transaction is Google, although Google apparently splits that among other parties as well. But the reality is Apple is capturing the value, a lot of value around the device and the ecosystem. So, and they also only produce a couple of devices. So when you put all that together, it actually makes sense that Apple can and does attempt to support devices for 2, 3, or 4 years. My 3GS was still getting updates until iOS 7 came out, and it's not getting them anymore. And you might question whether that it should have, whether like the iPhone 4 should be supporting iOS 7, but that's neither here nor there. Apple is within their rights to do what they want, but Apple can do that because they control all the parts of the ecosystem. They control the hardware, they control the software, and that's not the case in Android. And so to a lesser extent, Microsoft has the same issue, although, with Nokia's handset business going to Microsoft, that'll probably be less of an issue as well. But ultimately, there's a calculus that goes on. It's like, well, how popular is this device? How much is it being used? And can we, and how much time is it going to take to produce a software update? Because let's face it, providing software updates is not, not a free thing, right? It has to, there's an actual cost to it. And so, for Apple, it's an incremental cost to maybe support an older devices, and so they'll try and support it to a certain extent. But obviously, over time, Apple's going to say, "Well, you're just going to have to upgrade your device." And so, Apple seems to be the best at this because, again, they control the entire ecosystem, whereas all of the other handset manufacturers, including Samsung, really don't. And so that's why. And so only like the most popular of handsets get software updates. And I saw this back at Nokia, right? And Nokia, used to vomit cell phones out, they would vomit tens of cell phones, models a year. And some of the smartphones would get updates, they might get one update or no updates. That was certainly the case for the N93 that I had. And then there's others that got updates for, more than 2 years, like my Nokia N95, the European version of it got updated, more than 2 years after the software, after the hardware came out. But the N95-3, which was the US variant of it, never got a software update at all. So, as I say, the providing software updates, it's not a zero cost thing. Little variations in the handset, I mean, you still have to QA it, you still have to compile it, you still got to do all this stuff. And so that's the reality. So, I guess, what I tell people is, the iOS or, devices, they hold their value pretty well. And they're going to be, yes, you're going to pay more for them than you would pay for certain other devices, but they're going to hold their value a long time. They're still going to be useful devices. I mean, even though my iPhone 3GS, which I bought in 2009, I don't use it very much anymore, but I can still use it. It's in pretty beat up shape, and I probably need to replace the battery and if I'm going to do any serious use of it, but it still works. And I can still run current software on it for the most part. So, So just, you know, that's just why, you know, handsets don't get updated. And that's just the reality of it. And so, you know, if you want to get software updates for a long this time, I guess your best bet is to buy an iPhone or an iDevice of some sort.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.